Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No!
Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey,
my girlfriend. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And this evening I am so happy about our guest who's going to be here. Her name is Nicole Cramper. I mean, this woman has a plethora of talents. I'm just a little bit to wet your whistle. She makes her own furniture. She cooks her own food. She grows her own food. She has raised chickens. She makes blankets and clothing. She makes her own detergent and washing a solution for clothes. Man, this chick, man, is bad to the bone. So before I bring her on, I just want to say hi to my co-host, Chris, because my other co-host, Mark, is not feeling too well. So y'all pray for him and just wish him a happy, speedy recovery. And how you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah, we hope Mark gets well soon. It is flu season, so we got to be careful of that.
Amen to that. You're so right, darling. Now, for people who don't know, Chris is my radio son. I love him like he's my own. Thank God I didn't have to have no pain trying to push him out. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. And we're just going to call her Nikki. So say Nicole. Let's welcome her today. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Now we got a little rain where I'm at, which is good because the grass is starting to turn a little brown. And I'm going to start off by letting Chris ask you his question.
All right. Nikki. My first question, since the topic is gardening, how long have you been gardening?
Well, I've been gardening for 13 years, off and on.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. And what things do you garden?
If I can grow it and eat it, I'm going to try it. There is no restriction in my plot of land because the soil is fertile, and I'm going to make sure something grow from it.
Uh-huh.
She has grown so many things. Corn, strawberry, potatoes, collard greens, cabbage, blueberries. I mean, you name it, watermelon, cantaloupe. I mean, you know, she has so much produce that she has to give it away to her neighbors, you know. So this lady, my God, if y'all don't know her, y'all need to check her out, you know, on Facebook. I know it's one of her media sites. And other things that people don't know about Ms. Crapp is that she's a prophetess. Am I right?
That is correct. And I'm also a minister in training.
Praise God, you know. Yeah. You know, God will take and use you wherever you at in your life. He can use you. So let me ask you about when did you start becoming so creative, or have you always been creative because of something inside your DNA or something that you learned on your own?
Well, to be honest, it's a mixture of both. I come from a very, very creative family. So they never put limitations on what it is that I could explore and have adventures on my own, as well as with guidance of family members and people that are friends of the family. And I always like to have my own exploration and learn more than what people would tell me. So I will go out and try different things. And based on what I liked and didn't like, I delved a little further, and it's kind of funny, but being creative comes naturally to me. I've been doing it all my life, and it's a funny story about guerrilla gardening. How I actually got started doing it was one day my son, he said, "Mommy, I'm hungry." And I said, "Okay, no problem," and I hadn't made market yet. So I was like, let me take a look around and see what I can make come up. So, you know, back in the day, how they used to call it potluck, whatever you had in your refrigerator or your cabinets, you kind of threw it all in a pot, made it taste tasty. That's what I did. I just cooked up something for them, fed the kids, and then I went to the market. So at the time, I was a military dependent because I'm a veteran as well. And I went to the commissary, and while I was there, I happened to take a look at some lettuce because I wanted some salad, you know. And the lettuce, believe it or not, was $3.32. And I was gobsmacked at the price. And I was like, there's no way in the world crunchy, watery leaves is going to cost $3.32. And I said, you know what? I can grow this. I don't have to buy this at this price. So I went home and I started playing around, making mud pies and water and dirt, just to see what I could do with it. Well, the first year I didn't do so well. Everything that came up died immediately. And I didn't realize that I couldn't grow in clay without adding amendments to it. So I did some more research. I learned about compost, soil, nutrients, and everything that needed to be in it. And the second year, I had a bumper crop like you would not believe. And I've been doing it ever since.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, and, you know, that's a good thing that you've learned how to grow your own food, because what people fail to realize, you know, a lot of the stuff that we get in the stores, unless it's organic, has all these pesticides on it and different things that eternally can affect your health. You know, but because we see it in the store, we buy it, you know, and a lot of times we don't even wash the stuff off. You know, and I must be guilty of that myself, because a lot of times I bought grapes, and I didn't wash them off. And then when my behind sitting on the toilet can't get up, I said, oh, what really happened? You know, so
mm-hmm.
your own stuff, you know what it's hitting.
Very much so. A lot of people don't realize that when they go to the store, if they see a white coating on it, not only is it wax, it's also pesticides. And what some people don't realize is that when the food is being transported to you, it's already about 2 weeks old. So they put it in refrigerated coolers, and when they unpack them at the stores, sometimes the pallets fall over and all the fruit and vegetables roll around on the ground with oil, dirt, and all manner of mess. They don't even wash it, rinse it off. They just repackage it and put it on the shelf for us to buy at Publix, Bilo, Anderson's, Walmart, or anywhere that you buy non-organic food. So here's a trick. Next time you get vegetables or any type of fruit, lukewarm water, add about 3 tablespoons of vinegar. It can be apple cider vinegar or regular vinegar to about a gallon of water. Wash your vegetables, wash your fruit, rinse it off, and you will never taste the vinegar whatsoever, and it will get rid of that wax coating, the pesticides, and any other filth that may have been on it before you purchased it.
Well, that's good information to know. So, Chris, go ahead with your question, baby.
All right, Nikki. Well, you said that you had that when you first started gardening, everything died. So, what was the first thing that you grew that was successful?
Believe it or not, spinach. I had so much spinach it was coming out of my ears. I thought I was Popeye and olive oil.
Oh wow! And that's something I never really cared for, spinach, unless I get it in a dip. But it's good for you, I've heard. So. On that note, we're going to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Stay with us.
All right.
It seems like just the other day that we hooked up. I was driving, you were smoking, and I swooped you up. From that moment on, I knew you were the one. I was single, you were lonely, and we fell in love. Talk for hours about anything. Baby, you hang up. No, you hang up. On 3, hang up. I bought you with my picture and I gave you everything. Said you'd always be my baby, then you bow. How you gonna up and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up? We just finished making up. How you gonna that kind of love.
Welcome back to Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west, and we are broadcasting in 27 countries. So, you know, since 2013 when I started doing this, man, we are growing in listeners, and I'm so impressed with that. And our special guest tonight is still with us is Nicole Crapper. Now, it says that she makes her own furniture. Now, what made you decide to make your own furniture? Isn't that a big thing? I mean, you got to have the saws and all the dust and all this crazy stuff going on. Maybe I'm too delicate as a female. I ain't trying to do a whole lot of dust and stuff. Quiet, it ain't my story, but how you doing?
Well, to be honest, when I look at different things, some things I like, some things I don't. And I refuse for anything that I see that I don't like not to try and make an improvement upon it, whether it's myself or a piece of furniture. One day, my son jumped on the bed just playing, and we were going to play some video games. Well, what I didn't realize was that the bed was not quite level, and it broke. And I thought to myself, this is a commercial bed that I spent a lot of money on. It shouldn't have broke, especially since I only had it for less than a year. So I looked at it, I saw what needed to be fixed, and I saw the screws were loose, so I tightened them, but it was still rickety. So I decided, you know what, I can do better. I drew up some plans for myself, sketched them out, then I went to the local lumber store and bought some lumber, and from the schematics that I drew out for what I wanted, I cut it to size. I took a hand sander, and it's just a block, no electricity or anything, and sanded it down myself, put it together, and guess what? I'm sleeping on a California King that holds 450 pounds.
Wow. Go on, girl. I'm impressed because, you know, being a sexy, thick and juicy sister like myself, I got to make sure that my friends, I sit on my bed, especially it got the hole of the system, because I ain't trying to get up on there and that thing falls. So if the bed you make holds up at 450 pounds, that's two grown adults, man, and then some. That's awesome. So when that note,
exactly.
I let Chris ask his question. I'm impressed.
All right, Nikki. So between gardening and creating your own furniture, which one do you like the best?
I love gardening. I like to see young things grow in a positive nature. It always helps when I can feed my belly with it, too.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
But you know something? I know, Ms. Crapper, you're on Facebook, and you got your timeline set up so that you can't post on your timeline. When your show is over, 5 minutes later, if you want, you can go to my timeline and share your interview to your page, or go to Chris Michael Ward, my co-host that's talking right now. Go to his Facebook page, and you can share the show to your page without having to put in the URL and all that other stuff. But, you know, it's amazing. Now, this thing about raising chickens, tell me how
a city girl
got turned country.
Real easy. I like to. So this is how that happened. I had a wonderful grandmother who came from the country herself. She was raised, born, and bred in South Carolina. Well, when she was a younger woman, she moved to the city, and that's where she had her children with her husband and my beautiful mother and father. They had me. Every summer, my grandmother would take me back down to South Carolina. And she would say, go on out there and play, baby. Well, instead of me going out there and playing, I would go out there and get in trouble. I would go out there with my cousins, and we would climb trees like human squirrels. We would suck on some cinnamons from the trees, and some of them wasn't quite right. So it felt like we had cinnamon in our mouth. We always sucking and spitting, you know. But one thing that I found in the country that I have not been able to find in the city is a genuineness of true peace. When it's quiet, it's real quiet. When it's dark, it's real dark. She was one of those women where when it rained, you turned off the TV, you sat out on the porch, and you would eat some peanuts and pecans and walnuts and let God do his work. And we got to talk.
Mm.
And I would listen to all the stories that she had when she was a young woman. Mind you, I was still a child, but I loved story time with Grandma during a nice little rain. And she would burn a candle so we wouldn't be in complete darkness in the country. You would hear the cows mooing. You would hear the horses neighing and the crickets just chirping. And I fell in love with it. And it's been a part of me ever since.
Wow. Well, I can relate to that because I like living in rural areas for that same reason, because I like to be outside when I have my grandkids, fireworks, looking at the many stars that's not affected by the pollution by being in a metropolitan area. So I can relate to you with that, being in a country environment. So, Chris, I'm going to let you have your question because we don't have too much time left on the clock. So, darling, let me get your question out.
All right. Well, Nikki, my question, there's if you watch The View, there's a co-host named Sunny Hostin, and she raises chickens too, and she has an Instagram for her chickens called Hostin's Hens. Have you thought about creating an Instagram page for your chickens?
I have an Instagram, but no, not for my chickens. Mostly just putting up words of inspiration, because every day you never know where a person's at. And every so often I'll draw a sketch and I'll just put my artwork up there, you know. But as far as my actual hobbies, I never advertise them, only because it keeps me at a level of peace. But if anyone happens to come in my circle, I don't mind sharing what I've learned. And I wind up making better and more intimate friends that way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. You do so many things. If someone reached out to you on Facebook, could they commission you to make jewelry, blankets, whatever the things that you do? And there are a lot of them. I can't even begin to go down the list. Would you be interested in somebody? Like, she even make her own soap, man. Soap, y'all. Sudsy and bubbly. She make her own jam, you know, and you know, preserves. I mean, she fixes her own yeast bread. I mean, you would think she was born straight out the country, man, because she is like Little House on the Prairie. She making it do what it do. So I'm just like truly amazed at the things that she can do.
You know, in answer to your question, it would be nice to get a commission. But I was raised that I am here and I am blessed to be a blessing. And as God directs me to certain people, I'd rather just be a blessing and hopefully let them pass on a blessing because someone was kind enough to give them the same.
Right. Well, we got to take a real small break real quick. And on that note, we're going to play the song by Tyrese Gibson. It's called Shame.
Too. I must be all kind of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry. Every night of us, I dream that I has more been grown. I come to this conclusion over and over again. I don't want an enemy. I just want back my friend. I'm ashamed of me. I wish I'd never done you wrong. Every night of us I dream. Then I wake up and wish I could say sorry. Oh, you come back home. Hey, baby, yeah. I was dying that could do it, so I wouldn't have to be alone. Yeah. If I knew then what I know now, yeah, this thing would be
on different things, and I'm letting my co-host tell Miss Nikki we thank her for the show as
thank
well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh man, it was a pleasure. And on that note, Chris, any last words for our listeners?
Just have a good weekend and be safe, and you know, find something to laugh about. That's it.
Amen. I hear that. Find something to laugh about, because, baby, lately I've been feeling like I want to just cry, but you're absolutely right. Find something to laugh about. Ms. Crapper, thank you for your time. You did an awesome show. I appreciate you. You can go to my timeline on Facebook, and you'll see the show, and just hit share to your own page, and you can share it with your friends and family. So thank you, Ms. Crapper.
And I greatly appreciate it. You're very welcome.
Man, you don't know how well you blessed me and Chris. And Mark,
yes,
get better.
Very blessed.
I know you're out there listening.
Yes.
And hugs and kisses. Have a great weekend.
Yes.